Intro.
Tight entry?
Tight introduction.
Oh, okay.
Introduction.
Okay.
Don't get it whatever twisted. Whatever keeps you... Don't get it twisted, sister.
Oh, nice one.
Is this the Ascertainers?
This is.
Am I in the right class? You are. All right, kids. This is the Ascertainers. We're a super successful podcast, as far as you know. The Ascertainers are just two regular guys from Minnesota, both over age 60 now, I regret to tell you. And we're not numbering our episodes, and I feel like I didn't have to say that, but for me, that was for me. Mark can edit that out. By the way, speaking of Mark, that's Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
What do you do here?
And not much.
It's my guy. I'm Jim. I do even less. And together we don't make it work. So that's good.
Or should we continue with the introduction? Or
I'm done.
Or go into... We took a week off.
Oh my God. Way to ease into it. Yes, we did. So today's... Here, I'll buffer this a little bit.
Okay.
My ears are itchy. This isn't a good sign. That either means there's a thunderstorm or locusts or Mark's going to make me feel shitty. Anyway, today's, I can't say today's release to this crowd. They'll eat me a lot. I'm really in trouble here. I will say how about I do this? Because this person will not listen for long. We met a new friend, Karen, at Newt's. Karen, hi Karen, our TC. As we have affectionately cleaned up your nickname. And I'm starting to picture that, and that's not good. But anyway, so we went to Newt's tonight. Here, let's start this different than every other podcast episode. We started at Newt's. We saw Sarah again. We haven't seen Sarah in like a month.
Right.
And oh my, what a reunion. Tears of joy on our part and just despair on hers. But either way, there were tears. And it really, you know, one of us is happy. And that was good. But it was great to see her again.
Yeah.
Apparently, Corey was in the building, but he...
I did talk to Corey.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense then. So I talked to him on Sunday previously on my birthday. He was nice enough to hang out. And turns out we both went to the same high school.
I think we covered that before, but
well, I knew he was from Rochester, but he was a John Marshall guy.
Oh,
so and
did they just lose in the tournament?
They didn't just lose; they got killed.
Was it that 8-0 game?
7-0 or something like that? Yeah, it was, and it wasn't that close. I'll tell you that it was they played Chanhassen. I think Chanhassen is going to the finals.
I think they were losing tonight, if I remember.
What? I record all this shit, so hopefully, so hockey, Minnesota hockey, by the way, we're from Minnesota. Let me get this introduction so long that Mark can't bring up why I got in trouble. This is like a kid, like, stalling for the final bell to ring in class. We live in Minnesota, USA, USA. Yeah, because you know why? Because we wanted to find a state that taxed the shit out of us, but was also cold. So, yeah, I don't know why that... Anyway, if we're not political, but if Governor Tim Walz is listening, hey, Tim, we'd love to have you on. Governor Walz, we'd love to have you on. Just shoot the shit. See what you think about the whole Super Tramp. Should it be in the, you know, Four Horsemen of Prague or something like that debate?
But it'll have to be after Joey Browner. Mr. Browner to the rest of you.
Hi, Mr. Browner. You heard him. He called you Joey. We will have a decorum here. Pre-game meal, I kind of want to make sure that Joey, Mr. Browner, and us go to Newt's to check in. Maybe just for...
I agree.
Oh, by the way, Holy moly. We ate at Newt's tonight, as we do. That's how we ascertain. And we had a different appetizer that we admired from afar. And boy, howdy, if you don't get the artichoke dip on, I don't even know what you call that, toast. Little pieces of toast. I think it's just like a bagel bun.
I think it's just cut up hamburger buns.
Yeah, well, either way.
Toasted.
Really good. Like, so good. Hot.
It was very good.
Not warm. Hot artichoke dip. And yum, yum.
I thought the artichoke dip would be great on a burger.
If only you knew someone there.
I'm going to try to get that as ascertainer burger.
Here, holy shit. Do you think?
I think we deserve it.
That could be the move. Honestly.
Yeah, I think we could.
Although Chris thinks they should have a turkey Reuben, like a Rachel. I'm like, Chris, you see turkey anywhere else on the menu? Well, good luck. But they already have burgers, and they already have artichoke dip.
It could be a
monthly. Artichoke starts with A. Ascertainer starts with A. Sarah ends in A and has one in the middle. I think we just don't even say anything further because I think we know that Sarah listens. By the way, Sarah, good to see you tonight.
Good to see you.
I'm not going to ask you to pick who your favorite ascertainer is, but I want to be in the top three. Anyhow.
It's going
to
be Matt G.
Oh, Matt G. All right, so we'll get to that in a second after we, you know, just limp into our own podcast. But where were we?
At Newt's.
We were at Newt's. We met a new friend who I really want to have on. Phrasing. Karen, who is just phenomenal. You made my night, Karen, if you're listening. And I think you will. You are a gem. And we want to have you on the podcast because it would be buck wild. Very cool.
I would have loved to get to know you, but Jim dominated the conversation, and I wasn't privy to what you were talking about.
Well, next time, we'll just kick my wife out and just be the three of us. Oh, that didn't sound good either. No, Karen is a quality human being, and I'm not, I don't think that she would threaten our marriage, you and me, or Chris and I, so... Ooh, I think I might have got a C on that grammar project.
A little of foreshadowing to what we're going to cover later.
How much later?
As long as you can delay it, I guess, till...
I just turned 60. I've gotten a lot better at delaying it. 18-year-old ascertainer, Jim, there was no delaying. It was just more of a reloading. And anyway, to all the ships at sea, excluding my mom, how's it going out there? So, we just had the Think Drink Disney guys on, and
we're going to jump into it, right?
I was a jerk to Mark. We're jumping into it. We're like fucking half over right now.
Oh, I thought we were still doing the Newt's sponsorship.
Go to Newt's there.
Because they give us a beer.
Well.
Each.
And when you go there, and I know you will, please ask them or please let them know that the ascertainer sent you. And then when the server comes over, just say, I'll have the ascertainer burger. And at some point, they will just have to put it on the menu. It sounds like a good monthly special. Oh,
that's what I was going to say.
Holy shit balls. So what else should be on it? Let's Think Drink Disney this burger. It's a theme burger.
Maybe Swiss.
And the theme is?
Swiss cheese.
It's already got cheese in the dip. And I'm cool with that.
Do you want lettuce on it? Tomato? Or just the...
That would be the kind of the X factor. Because if you just took a plain old burger and slapped that sauce on it or whatever dip on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, a tomato?
I don't know.
Like a burger with that and
you don't have much on the peanut butter burger other than the peanut butter.
There's bacon on that.
Oh, well, I didn't get the bacon.
Oh, well, yeah, because on account of you being a...
I'll leave that up to you to add the extras to the burger.
All right, Sarah, just make it happen. It's called the Ascertainer Burger. February just happened. That's the shortest month. That would have been the one to do it in, but... I think April has 30 days. Hold on. April. Yeah, you do the thing on your
That's
knuckles.
That's right, I do this.
Oh, same you go like that. I use my knuckles. You do your whole hand. That's kind of, wow. Hmm. Kind of graphic. Anyway, go to Newt's. Do we talk about Newt's enough? Because I want to talk about our fight. It wasn't a fight either.
No. I think we're done with the Newt's. If you're listening, we're kind of him and Han. It's not flowing like it usually does. Is because we had a bit of kerfuffle.
We had after.
And nothing against our guests.
I figured out the amount of hours that we have talked to each other in the last, since the Ascertainer started. It's over 38 hours of
podcasting.
This, whatever you call this. And I think we've had two occasions where one of us went too far. And spoiler alert, both times it was me. And something didn't land right. And
I don't remember the other time.
Okay, I was trying to help you out. So anyway, one time, I know it's more than one, but he's being generous. But I was a little amped up on the episode that came out today. And Mark did some really, really good editing, as he is really, really good at, to edit out me being a pretty much a dick.
Shout out to Matt G, who helped me on editing.
Have we even gotten to the Think Drink Boys?
We haven't yet, but
Well, let's get the beef out here. So anyway, last weekend was going to be tight because I had people in town. It was my birthday weekend. It was like, and Mark's like, you know what? Let's just take a week off. And somehow I could feel in his text that I was fucked. I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do? And then he let me know that I was more of a dick than I normally am. Actually, I was very short and, cripes, I had a whole 2 weeks to think of this, but I was disrespectful. Kind of came down to it. And that's kind of my game, though. So, but this time it wasn't subtle. I was a jerk.
Do you think we brought the people down enough?
Well, here's what I wanted to. Did you have something to say about this? Because I have something to say, but I want to have you say your say, and then me say mine. We can chop it up. Because hey, what was the original aspiration of the Ascertainers? We should be the Aspirators, anyhow. Is that we can disagree without being disagreeable?
Correct.
And this wasn't even a disagreement. This was just, I think, a little zit that needed to be popped or something where I can't put my finger on it.
I've been taking a class on how to hold on to anger.
How's that coming?
Oh, I think it worked out really well.
So here's what I thought about this. And I want to get your opinion on this, America. Just, you know, America is you and
I thought you were going to go
other people.
This is what I said. Who was right? Who was wrong?
No, nope. I did not go into that episode intending to be a dick, but I came out of that episode 100% being a dick. So it's not like premeditated dickishness. If anything, it's dick slaughter.
Wow, that's like a great porn name.
Dick slaughter, true. Oh, like kind of a violence porn, but anyway, no, like it's like it's not murder, but it's manslaughter. That's where I was going.
Okay.
Like it's dick slaughter, but now that I hear it out loud, yeah, Mark, I'm sorry, but I also gave it a lot of thought. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't really put those two so close together. I'm sorry, and I appreciate you. I don't.
Very nice. You apologize, and everything is hunky-dory, as they say.
And after reflecting, though, this is going to be one of my stupid apologies where I take it back. It's not that I'm taking it back. You should never be disrespected, and if I ever do, you should be able just to kick
damn me right
straight in the jimmy. And King of the Hill fans, you'll know what that is. But I can't assure you that I won't cross a line again, but I won't try. I would be trying to be more self-aware and more respectful. I fucked up and I won't do it again.
Thank you.
And I even told Mark, I said, I would rather just end the podcast and end our friendship because this podcast is just
stupid. And like shit, I told him, there versus, is no friendship. So let's just do the podcast.
See, again, we disagree on a lot of stuff. So anyway, what about those Think Drink Disney guys, though?
And I don't want people to get the wrong idea about that podcast, because it is an excellent podcast.
And well, no, because if you're editing, I think you edited 95% of the tension out of it. But there were still a couple of things. Even when I listened through, I'm like, oh, that's one. There's like three things on there that are like, that's not us. That's not the just Mark and Jim. It's like, because we had other people in the room that I changed my veneer, my coat.
And it's tough to have four people on, and I didn't know them beforehand. You knew them a little bit, but not much, that you knew how to handle them. It was a learning experience. And they were gracious enough to come on and put up with our banter, and they actually were great guests.
Now, by the time this airs, all of their listeners have already tuned in, so, you know, we can skate on this apology a little bit. But
no, I think they did a great job, and I really appreciate them being on.
They were, yeah, it was a breath of, I don't think fresh air is the right word, a breath of actual air. But you know, I will say this, when I'm kind of self-deprecate our podcast, I'm subservient to them, just because, for real, they are I don't consider us a serious, oh, fuck, are we going to have another talk?
No, I was going to say, you treat our podcast like I treat the Air Force.
Okay, that's fair. What would you know about the Air Force? I thought you were a bag boy at Cub. Yes, self-deprecating, and yeah. So anyway, we had the Think Drink fellas on. It was a blast.
It was.
I remember listening to the episode that came out today. I guess this is 2 weeks later. Shit. Anyway, but it felt like, God, this would be the best day ever for a blizzard. Like a weather event,
right,
where you couldn't go anywhere and you're stuck with we had a couple bottles of bourbon, we had a ton of beer, and it was daytime.
Yeah, but when you started getting naked, that kind of...
I get the Al Gore hot thighs going, and I can't help myself.
Oh, I thought it was going somewhere else when you got naked. Maybe I read into it too much.
Yeah, I'd say so. Cripes, Mark. That was really unexpected what you did there.
And then you put on meatloaf, and I was thinking, what the heck is going on? God.
I was going to show you something at dinner.
I don't want to see
it. No, there's this, oh, shit. There's this person on Instagram. And she's like a 25-year-old young lady, damn near androgynous-looking young lady. And her shtick is, she has like 577,000, like, whatever, listen, what do you call it? Instagram.
Download.
Followers, that's it.
So one less than us.
And what she does, yes, she just comes on and she just says some corny joke. And then laughs. It's the most innocent thing ever. But the comments are apparently... What has made her famous is how horrible the comment section is.
She makes her mark by having other people promote her.
I am only assuming that she's okay with it.
Well, if it makes her famous,
and then she plays along, because at 577 followers...
But it's, if people didn't pay attention to the comments, she wouldn't have those 577,000.
Hit pause once. I'm going to show you. If you don't, I mean, or should we just edit this whole part out? Because it's not what the comment that I want to tell you or show you is so not appropriate for our thing. But it did involve pegging.
I was doing that because I learned what
that was, a mat move.
The clapper was in movies. I didn't know that was used for editing.
That's how that's why they do the clap?
Yeah, it's for when the editor gets all the raw footage, they put it together at the clapper.
Okay, I got it when he was just saying, doing that on our thing. And it's like, look for the whatevers. But I didn't know that was a big movie thing, too.
Huh. Well, he said the clappers, the same thing as the clapper in movies.
I kind of want to go out and get the clap. You're romanticizing the clap so hard.
Yeah, you know, the crabs are better.
Never had them. Never wanted them. Knew a guy that had them. Didn't sound as much fun as it sounds in the movies. You were in the Air Force. Why don't you tell us about them? Or your buddy that had them.
I had a friend of a friend.
You can't see facial expressions on the podcast, so.
Where were we?
We were talking about our fight. Then we were talking about the Think Drink fellas. And then we were talking about some girl on Instagram that is very innocent but draws really raunchy comments.
Where's our producer that's in our ear telling us?
We don't have that.
Our budget's going to get bigger next year, so we should be able to hire someone.
So conversational podcast. We are coming up on 1 year of doing this. What a difference a year makes in terms of weather. Because the day that when was the snowstorm? Was that the day after we recorded our first one? I feel like you had to come back over on Saturday to get something or to drop something off. Because I thought on the Friday night we went and saw Fiji play.
And I went to a concert at Lakeville Arts Center, and that was the night of the snowstorm. And then we didn't record. It must have been the week prior.
We recorded the week prior because at the Fiji show, I told the fellas, hey, we just did a podcast last night. And they were like all down. They were like, oh, yeah, cool. There was something to do with the last. So we need to figure out our origin story. When was the actual date of our first recording for when we got to put our hands in the
right. I believe it was the last week of March. And then we took the next weekend off, and then we put out because we were both doing something that Friday.
Right.
Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the snowstorm happened on the 31st.
We could go back and listen to the first couple episodes and figure it out, but that would be a lot of work.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, those podcasts.
To listen to our podcast?
Oh, it's awful. Do it at 2 times the speed.
Well, that's...
They don't have 5 times. That would be perfect.
I have a note on that from our last episode that I'll get to shortly. But I will say that, so that snowstorm did occur on the night of the 31st into April Fool's Day because it was like, nice work, Mother Nature. What a fool you made us because we got like 10 inches of snow. It was a lot, and it was shitty, heavy snow.
We could have recorded on a Saturday, too. I don't think we picked Fridays till later on, also.
True. You're absolutely right. So, notes. Let's do some quick notes from the Think Drink Disney extravaganza, which was the previous 2 episodes than the one you're listening to right now. Of course, they don't have numbers because we're more evolved than that. I'm more evolved than that. I will say that a couple of notes.
Go ahead.
So usually on Fridays, what I do is I come down to my basement and I clean up the beer cans from the previous Friday. Cause I never never spend any time in my basement. So like come summer, I'll have to speed up my cleaning up the garbage interval, but I have two notes on my friend Lance. First of all, second of all, this is going to sting a little bit.
This is like, bless his heart.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sweetheart. I turned on the stereo console unit.
Oh, that's right.
Hold the Line by Toto was on. And I thought about Lance that Lance picked Toto as his long shot band. And I'm like, oh, so close, pal. So close. Then, also, I also come down, I clean up the beer cans. I also drag my ball sack over your microphone and headphones. I wasn't going to say that, but I just feel like you should know now.
Lance's.
Sure. Let's go with
it. I do have to apologize to Matt G on the radio game. like you, I was amped up and I thought I'd figured it out and that I was going to do the Velvet Revolver and get all these other bands. But I was kind of being a douche and I apologize to you and Matt and Lance because I was just kind of, I was so amped up that I finally figured it out. I got all these bands by picking one and I just came across as an idiot.
I don't know what kind of Jedi mind shit you're doing. Apologizing for what I just apologized for. But I didn't pick up that insensitivity that you did. So we'll let Matt be the judge. What got me was that, I fucking hate Velvet Revolver. I don't know why. I don't think I ever respected Scott Weiland. I mean, I'll just say it right now. Other than Interstate Love Song. Yeah, the intro to that song is great. Has nothing to do with Scott Weiland, though. But had Lance not already picked Guns N' Roses...
I thought Matt did.
Or somebody did.
Matt
did. It was already off the table. And then when you said yours, I'm like, I just destroyed your argument. Had he picked any other band but Guns N' Roses...
I know.
Then you would have had, like, in Solitaire, you know, when you drop the fucking last thing, all the fucking cascading of, I get the Cult, I get... Guns N' Roses, I get fucking STP. Yeah, that would have been a whole different ballgame. But you know what? When life serves you, Velvet Revolver, you fucking make.
I was overamped, and that's what I'm apologizing for. It's that I should have just let our guest take Guns N' Roses, and I shouldn't have.
Didn't think of it that way. Well, when we overanalyze, we can all find fault, can't we? Anyway, I think Matt was a good sport. I think Lance is a good sport. I don't think that during it, there was a little bit of maybe a little tension, but I don't know that it was like you and I are a lot alike in that way, that we internalize and, you know, worry about shit like that. I'll tell you what I worried about. I listened to, so I do two things between, when Mark finishes his editing, he sends it to me, and then I listen to it just as you're listening to it now to kind of just kind of drink it in, San Diego. And then...
Eat, drink, Disney also.
Drink. Let's try to rip that shit off real quick.
I don't know. No, I meant to say think, drink, Disney. I don't know where that came from.
You lost me at think, so we're never going to be a real... So I listened to the episode all the way through, and then I kind of like sleep on it. And then I will, the next day, or the next listen, I'll put it on, and our guest Charlie, CK, CK1 is like we call him.
Sup, Charlie.
Chuck, what's up, Chuck? What's up, Chaz? So anyway, Charles said, I listen to your podcast at 2x speed. That way I can listen to more podcasts. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's jeez. So I, as an older person, I'd listen to ours at 1.25 speed, but that's, with us, that's enough. And especially with the first Think Drink episode, there was so much like excitement, you know, and giddiness on the episode. But I thought, oh my God, I sound, and we're not a political podcast. So I'm going to put a little bookmark in here. We're not a political podcast, but I listen to all, I'm very political. And I listen to all of the news channels.
Right.
So when I say this person that I feel like I sounded like, I don't want that to tip anybody's hand that, well, now it actually, I'll just say I'm not a big fan of this person. But I think I sound like Rachel Maddow when I laugh. And like when she gets the show or turns the show over from the previous guy or hands off to the other person, she'll say something and she just has this kind of like way too excited laugh for the context of the moment. So I decided that I don't necessarily like that idea. So I'm going to try something tonight that, let me see if this thing is on. So I think that's preferred over the Rachel Maddow laugh. What do you think? You want to try it? Give it a try. I have six different sound effects.
There's a lot of spit on it now.
Give me a number. No, not much. Just a little. Well, that's not spit. But anyway, there is spit too.
It sounded very Halloweenish.
Ooh, well, it's because that was Monster.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was very...
Let's see.
Wow.
There's others. I want to say that this... Let's try this one. Spooky. Okay, say something funny.
You can't put me on the spot like that. That sounds like the Joker from Batman.
Good. Did it sound like Rachel Maddow?
No.
Well, then I'm just going to turn this little guy off. This is, Mark, would you like to describe to the audience what we're looking at here?
It's like a toy megaphone.
Nailed it. That's what I got. Ages 8 to 8.5. It's a toy.
8 to 80.
Child's toy. Oh, my fuck. You ever wonder, it's like when you're 81, you're like, I can still do it. I can still run this country.
And I'd like to throw in there, happy birthday, Jim. It was his birthday this weekend, so he is of the 60-year-old club.
I don't think Mark means happy birthday. I mean, I think Mark means quit making fun of me for being 60, you dick.
No, you can, but you're only hurting yourself.
I think that you will be battling the dick slaughter charges. I think that was Dick 1, premeditated dick. I think we can work with that. I also think that Dojio is a worth, like, getting a website, get the domain for that, and then we could sell it to some fucking idiot later.
We got three things now. Rick Pervasiveness.
Ryan Pervasive.
Ryan. Well, I don't know where Rick came from.
Yeah. Who's this guy?
Now I lost the other two. Dojio,
Rick Pervasive, and I don't know the third.
The one we just talked about. It just happened. It just happened.
That just happened? Well, what are we talking about? You tell me. I'm taking this as a quiz.
I know, but what do you think it was?
I know that my eyes look like two pee holes in a snowbank. They're very small and they're very squinty when I drink, but do you ever look into my eyes and go, yeah, this is getting edited out. That was the look that this will be an edit out moment. Missed opportunity. I should have burped into my new voice effects.
Oh, you're right.
Modulator. I think I'm automatically tracked by the government because I bought this child's toy. But this will allow me to go to phone booths and just call people up that I know. Let's see how this works. Just put the money.
That sounds more like a laser.
In a set. Doppler. Gun. So just, put the money in a bag. Does this sound just like me?
You should be saying, jump. Jump.
Oh, look, he's flying. All right, we'll do underrated movies at some point. Oh, by the way, our topic today, I don't think we're going to get to. We're 37 minutes in.
Before we do that, let's do the radio game.
Let's do that. That'll clean this sumbitch out. By the way, if anybody remembers we had the four horsemen of the Prague rock movement. Mark and I both don't know what the third one is. Rush, Pink Floyd.
I added the Moody Blues.
There was a third that was so obvious, and then we've always debated what the fourth was. We thought Moody Blues, someone said Tool.
Well, the Tool came later episode, but we had it figured out several episodes before that.
Yeah, but the fact that we can't remember that is we can't remember is a horrible thing. But yeah. When Matt G, I think, brought up Genesis, I'm like, ooh, Genesis is hard to keep out of the top four of prog rock. Because Genesis, before they had hits, they had some really fucking weird shit.
So back with Peter.
Gabriel.
Yeah, it was a lot different.
Yeah.
Before.
Very progressive. Some of it good, most of it bad.
And his early stuff when he first left Genesis.
Yeah.
Was, I thought that was some good stuff.
Let's radio game, man. Let's get back on that pony. Who goes first? You go first, because I offended you in the last episode.
And for those of you who don't know about the radio game, it's...
Oh.
We're going to pick four bands.
49 other episodes to listen to. We're explaining. Go and listen to one of those.
By the time you listen to this, we might even be in the second.
I want to hear you explain the radio game.
We're going to pick four bands.
Oh,
and two of them are going to be mainstream bands, as I like to say, or just bands that they play a lot on KQ92, which is the station we listen to figure this all out, who's the winner, who's the loser.
Nice recovery.
And then we come back with two bands that maybe one-hit wonders.
Less known.
Less known.
More obscure.
Thank you. Well, we'll talk about that in post-production.
My ass is already killing me. I don't want to.
But anyways, I'll start with my legacy bands, as Jim likes to call them, Molly Hatchet and Marshall Tucker Band, because I screwed them up at one of our first couple episodes.
Oh.
So
I thought. Meaning what? You subbed one for the other?
Yeah, it was the old Guess Who, Grand Funk Railroad type thing.
Well,
so,
as long as we're on that, three episodes ago, I asked if I called it the Grateful Dead Grand Funk Kerfuffle, and it was the Grateful Dead had nothing to do with that. It was the Grand Funk.
Yes, Guess Who? Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't.
I didn't want to correct you, but I thought
we can't get anything right. So you tell me, Marshall Tucker and Molly Hatchet?
Correct.
I'm going to go with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's only one guess, people. And Tom Petty, also one guess. Go.
I'm going to do Radiohead because my song that they sing, Creep, because that's me. I've never
heard it on KQ, but that's a great song.
And Faster Pussycat.
Oh, the irony. I'm going to go with Asia, Greg Lake theme.
We like to call it Asia.
Greg Lake theme. Wasn't he in... Also, they refer to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer as a super group. Did you know that?
I did know that. I think we brought that up.
And is Greg Lake also in Asia?
I'll have to think. I think you're right, but I'm not.
Rarely right on these kind of things. Of the Tubes, she's a beauty.
She is a beauty.
Is my so here we go. Why don't you do a little
a great concert, the Tubes that I went to. It was like in a high school gymnasium. The stage show was just awesome. He's going to say Journey.
It's a song.
Well, I hope.
So you remember earlier today when I was dragging my ball sack across all the equipment, mostly yours, and I turned on the stereo.
It's not Toto again. No. Well,
it was Toto Autograph. This afternoon. It was Toto this afternoon. And tonight, oh, sweet child of mine.
Oh.
Think, drink, Disney. Shout even when out. They're not around, they win.
They haunt us.
They kind of. Little. I mean, there was always there, but now you know what it is. Now you're more scared of it because it's like, fuck, what is going on here?
Well, I knew.
So Matt G, I think, was the guy that actually, the guy that started the whole.
He did.
The whole, our imaginary conflict. This puts a bow on it. Yes, Mark.
Imaginary?
Well, to the listeners. It was very real. It was very real. It really bummed me out when I heard that you were pissed. I'm like, oh, God damn, I try really hard not to piss you off. But
well, I made it all up. I just wanted to make you feel bad on your birthday.
Well, how do you define imaginary, you dick? So, yes. So, the topic for tonight is general recap conversation. I'd like to fill the rest of the episode out with how's curling going, because on the next episode, we're going to talk about music documentaries, and that'll be fun, and we'll get right into it, I'm sure, on that one.
I'm sure we will.
But we have a lot of, there's more material than you would think, so we can't dedicate just a few minutes to that, so talk to me about curling. How's the team? Do you have a league? Do you tell people that aren't from Minnesota, because we are in several countries and many states, what curling is?
It's shuffleboard on ice. If you can imagine that, there's a target down there and you throw what they call a stone, which they get from a certain island off the coast of Scotland, I believe.
Get the fuck out of it. Really?
Yeah.
All of them or just
all of them?
I mean, there's some that are made out of cement.
No, But the actual curling stones are supposed to be from...
Really?
Yeah.
Good racket.
It is.
Holy shit. Let's make a sport and say, oh, it's just from Jim's backyard. It's got to be from mud from Jim's backyard. We'll call it pickleball. The dickleball.
Dickleball?
Oh, we lost a ball. Well, you only got one left. Hi. Keep an eye on that one.
But it's a fun sport. You throw it down there. People sweep.
So is it like bags in that there's two people on each end? How does it, I mean.
You know, I'm not sure. When I started cross-checking, people were getting angry at me. I don't know what's going on.
Did you start winning? Attaboy. Don't fucking. Rules are for sucks.
That's right. No, it's a fun way to get around and meet people and drink.
Tell us about your shoes. Sorry, hiccup.
Well, anyone who plays broomball.
So you have spongy shoes?
No, I have one slider, they call it. It has like Teflon on about 1 foot. So you can slide down easily like you're on ice skates. And one gripper that you have traction on the ice.
I love this sport already.
It's just...
Do you ever...
just the terms are great.
You ever find yourself in a dimly lit room with your shoes and and then you hear the keys in the door and you're like, oh shit, get rid of these shoes real quick here. You have a gripper and a slider.
Well, it's when you confuse them, that's when you get in trouble.
Yes, yes. Oh, we've all felt that, haven't we?
Oh, I should have grabbed the other shoe.
Yes. All right, well, there we've just... ruined the most wholesome sport. It's known as curling. What do you want to do? Fencing? Do you want to do making butter? What do you want to do next to just horrify children that want to grow up and win a medal at this?
Apologize to all the listeners tonight because we were a little, I don't know what we, tense because it was our first time back after our incident. So
do you think tension came across?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't think the tension, I shouldn't say tension, but the flow was a little off tonight, well, I think. He was doing the head bob. I was thinking.
I did a couple extra dog in the window, little back and forth, but.
You know, we're going to have a contest where
you heard the other
hand out Jim bobbleheads.
You've heard the other, I'm not sure how many I can say. Episodes, right? I mean, they all have a certain disconnectedness to them.
Yeah, but this one, the flow wasn't as, I don't know, to me, it wasn't as, we'll be back in the groove next week. Put it that way.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me say something that'll get me dick slaughter or higher charges, but I don't think that this was that bad.
Which is what we're always going for.
Is that the ultimate? Is that what you call passive aggressive? This one wasn't that bad. You shouldn't feel bad at all.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just
what
saying.
What is passive aggressive? Give me a passive aggressive because you said I had one, and I think one of them would have been when I said, I think I put more thought into this than Mark. I feel like that had a little stank on it from two episodes ago.
Oh, that did. But I think I'm more the passive-aggressive one than you are. You are more just out there, bam, punch you in the face.
Oh, just aggressive-aggressive?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I take that as a compliment.
I think it is.
Passive-aggressive is not viewed positively ever.
No.
I would rather just be aggressive.
And I am terrible at it.
I can't think of any examples of... I think when we make fun of each other, that's just what we do. I just think that... Being from Minnesota, I think the people think that it's what most people refer to as passive aggressive, that you're doing the other person a favor and you're you know, trying to take a little sting out of an actual thing you want to say. So I've had different territories in my sales jobs in the past, and I've had from West Coast to East Coast and everything in between. And I'll tell you right now, when you get a guy from, you know, Baltimore, tells you to go fuck yourself, you really should thank that person and not feel bad, because you know what? I don't think he's going to buy. You know what I mean? So the Midwest nice or the Minnesota nice thing is, oh yeah, we're still thinking about it. We're just going to take a look at the budget real quick. And it's like, you know, you'd be doing me a way bigger favor if you just told me to fuck myself and move on.
Like the hot girl in high school that just leading you on, and she had no intention of going with you to the prom.
Oh, I went out with her. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fucking loser. I went out with the hottest chicks ever, as far as this podcast knows. And but yes, sales wise, I only close about 98% of the people I talk to. So I'm not great at sales, but I'm pretty good.
You said you only talked to one person.
I know. You remember that one time when we were driving to golf and my mom asked how my job's going? Yeah. Oh my God, was that funny? Anyway, hi mom, I love you.
And I tried to jump out the door because it was very uncomfortable.
It really was. I feel like it happened at the roundabout where you could have.
It was.
Where you could have just walked out cool, like Steve McQueen, like, hey, what's going on? Except your knees.
And I won that golf round because you were still thinking about it the whole time.
Oh, my God. Things have improved significantly at that on that topic.
Although I should have your mother call before every golf round.
I'm surprised you guys don't text. So she's one in a million. L. Ron, yes. Holiday episode. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. It's a pretty fascinating lady. She deserves more credit and love than she gets. And yeah. But I would love to have your mom on the podcast someday, or a sister, or some version of you that I can just tear to shreds or find out good stuff.
We will.
All right, cool.
We're going to have to wrap this one up. Get a hold of us at theascertainers@gmail.com, traditional spelling.
.com.
Did I say that?
No, traditional spelling of the ascertainers or of the other part.
Oh, I thought I said... I'll go back. TheAscertainers@gmail. I screwed it up again. TheAscertainers@gmail.com.
But then I think you would say TheAscertainers, traditional spelling, @gmail.com. I thought they could traditionally spell Gmail.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I was very confused on
looks
that.
Looks like we're going to take a couple more weeks off. So tune in whenever. Whenever we have something for you, I feel like there was something I was going to add to.
And see us on Facebook.
That's it. Yeah, you guys are on Facebook. Jeepers, creepers, just go there and do a like and follow or whatever the hell it is. I get it confused every time. Like the Ascertainers, and then right after that, go to Think Drink Disney community page and throw them a like too. And go to Newt's, say hi to Sarah. Tell them the Ascertainer sent you, and then order the Ascertainer's burger, and then just watch what they do.
We'll get it on the menu. Good night.